This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. God's plan for the freedom and dignity of His people goes beyond the treatment we should get to the treatment we must give others. We'll study this plan together from Deuteronomy chapters 21 through 26. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of The Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Following yesterday's passage that spoke of the nation's warfare, the Lord now has a few words to say about the nation's welfare. It is clear as we read Deuteronomy 21 through 26 that God is vitally concerned about the need for law and order, about crime and punishment, about the protection of a person's property, and about the preservation of a person's dignity. Everyone, no matter if he is rich or poor, is to receive a fair trial and have free access to the courts. No one, not the powerless, the impoverished, disabled, nor the helpless, is to be exploited in any way. Even the animals are mentioned, and a strong admonition is given to the people to treat their livestock very well. The rights and welfare of women are clearly spelled out, and none is to be taken advantage of. Everyone, humblest servant and the stranger within their gates, is to share in the blessing of the weekly day of rest. Slander and false accusations are not to be tolerated. Every person's inheritance in the promised land is to be secure along with their property. If anyone is caught cheating, such as doing business with a false weight, that person is brought to task. But the punishment must fit the crime and not be excessive. Now, in all of this, two concerns of the Lord become evident. One, God loves order. Chaos leads to a corrupt society and to the mistreatment of the people. Two, God wants His people to live in peace with their neighbors. Order is something that the average person drifts away from. Recently, I was preaching the gospel in a large fraternity house in a huge Midwestern campus. When I went in, I was struck with the cleanliness and order of the place. But when I went to the second floor where they lived, which was not exposed to the public, it was a different story. Unmade beds, clothes thrown helter-skelter, magazines, empty beer cans, cigarette packages littered the floor. No, order does not come naturally. And neither does peace with your neighbor. But it is so important that peace be maintained. And it begins in the heart. An old Chinese proverb says that where there is peace in the heart, there is peace in the home. Where there is peace in the home, there is peace in the neighborhood. And when there is peace in the neighborhood, there is peace in the city. And when there is peace in the city, there is peace in the land. Two things stand out for the Christian. God is not the author of confusion and disorder, and we must daily let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, we'll look at moving Fellowship Hall to a new location on Daily Discipleship.